This is Smart Montgomery Radio. Smart Montgomery Radio is a podcast produced by the Montgomery County Department of Economic Development. I'm James Moody. On this edition, County Executive Isaiah Leggett addresses attendees to the 2008 Small Business Assistance Conference. On November 29th, County Executive Isaiah Leggett addressed attendees to the first annual Small Business Assistance Conference in Silver Spring. The nearly 200 participants attended a number of workshops on a variety of subjects, including those ranging from the best ways to get funding for your small business to succession planning. The county executive is introduced by Dr. Pradeep Ganguly, director of the Montgomery County Department of Economic Development.
It is my distinct honor and a pleasure to introduce to you our county executive, Mr. Ike Leggett.
And thank you very much. And I'm certain that you've acknowledged the presence of Councilmember Valerie Irvin and Councilmember George Leventhal, very strong proponents of small businesses and very strong proponents of what is so good and vital about Montgomery County. So let's give them a round of applause. George Leventhal. Thank you so very much for attending this conference this morning. This is one of many efforts by our Department of Economic Development to make certain that we are in touch to ensure that our small businesses are well represented in our future development for Montgomery County. When you look at the county today, it is clear to recognize that nearly 90% of all of the employment in Montgomery County are in the hands of small businesses. We believe that our large businesses are important, but Montgomery County really thrives because of the small businesses that are here. But we cannot take for granted the success of our small businesses in a time when we have an economic downturn, when we have challenges in this county, and really challenges throughout this entire country. We had this great debate, and it continues to be debated today, whether or not we're in an economic recession or not. You know, there's an old saying, when it looks like a duck, it sounds like a duck, pretty soon you could simply label it a duck. And you look at all of the indicators that we are seeing today, I think that we are in a recession or fairly close to it, and we have the same negative impacts just the same. And so we have to adjust. We have to be a little bit more creative. We do not have all the resources that we need to provide as much of the assistance that we've done in the past. So we have to find ways and wish to better reach you. We do not have all of the economic development that is occurring in Montgomery County that we would like, so we have to find ways in which to be innovative. One of the things I set out to do very early was a strategy that said the following: in order to ensure that we have economic success in Montgomery County, we had to work and act as though we were part of the metropolitan area, and really the rest of the area included the state of Maryland. And far too long, Montgomery County has been disconnected from that. You know, we've taken a sort of leave from the rest of the state of Maryland. We've acted as though Montgomery County is in a sort of an isolated vacuum and we can do it all on our own. But we can't. We need to work with the state of Maryland. I am convinced that when we combine the resources both regionally, statewide, and nationally, we can provide that assistance. We can work much better. Many of you live, for example, in the district, Prince George's County, Northern Virginia, and work here, have businesses here. And they're really interrelated. And so we have to work much better together as a region to make certain that we, all of it, and take down some of the barriers that have precluded us in the past from having the kind of success that we need. The second part of that was to make certain that we do as much as we possibly can for the businesses that are here. Now, I've traveled all over this country, really all over the world, seeking to ensure that we have the kinds of businesses in Montgomery County and asking others from outside of this region to relocate in Montgomery County. We've just had a successful business venture to India. We'll be going to China and Korea in the fall. But before we do that and try to attract new businesses, the first thing we need to do is take care of those that are already here, and to make certain that we do everything possible to ensure that you can expand, grow, and have the success that you need. That's why this conference is important. And when you look around Silver Spring, think about the success we've had here. And for those of you who have not looked at the history of what has happened in Silver Spring, we've had great success in Silver Spring. A miracle job here. My predecessor, former county executive Doug Duncan, and our county council at that time, I think, put together a terrific plan to help revitalize Silver Spring. But one of the things that we failed on in that process was to do as much as possible for the small and so certainly the minority and women-owned businesses that were already here in Silver Spring. We took our eyes off the mark. And I would stand here today and tell you that we failed many of those businesses. The businesses that were here when virtually nothing else was here. Those that struggled and survived through all of the recent downturns that we've seen in this region. We did not do the kind of job that we should have for many of those businesses. And we have to correct that. And so when we look in the future to places like Wheaton and Aspen Hill and Glenmont and in Germantown and all the other places around Montgomery County where we have targeted opportunity, we are not going to make that same mistake. We're going to make certain that as we go forward, we do not forget those who have been here already and have supported us in the background of the economy here in Montgomery County. That's a commitment from me, and that's a commitment from this administration, and I'm certain that the men of the county council and others feel similar, that we cannot forget, and we need to support the small businesses that are here. This is why we're here today. First of all, to provide you the information that you need. Secondly, to listen to you, to find ways in which we can be helpful to you. You've heard and seen many of the people lying here on this stage a few moments ago. All of them dedicated public servants designed to go out and help and to assist you. I want you to enjoy this conference, listen to all the speakers. I want to thank the sponsors and all of those who helped make this possible. But at the end of the day, this is not about conferences. This is not about speakers. It is about whether your businesses are successful and to expand and grow. At the end of the day, if we're not able to do that, we do not have the success that we want. And I want to make certain that we do everything possible to ensure that success. That's the measure of success for us, and we will look to make certain we accomplish that. Thank you very much for being here.
That wraps up this edition of the podcast. Thanks for listening. For more information about any of the programs offered by Montgomery County or the Department of Economic Development, visit our website, www.smartmontgomery.com, or call the office at 240-777-2000.